So what is HHT? What is hemorrhagic telangiectasia?
HHT, as you've said, hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia, used to also be called Osler-Weber-Rendu disease. And now we've changed the name to conform more to what people experience when they have HHT. Hereditary stands for something that runs in families and is inherited. Hemorrhagic stands for a tendency to bleed. And telangiectasia comes from the Greek word where telos means end, angion means vessel, and ectasia is dilation. So put that together and you get a dilated blood vessel. So what HHT is a disorder that runs in families where affected people have dilated blood vessels that tend to bleed.
Perfect. How common is it?
1 in 5,000 people, we believe, have HHT worldwide.
That's a lot. Is it more in some populations than in others?
It has been described to be more than 1 in 5,000 in certain parts of the world, in Northern Europe. But there isn't a propensity within any one country or any one race. HHT occurs in everybody.
How common is it in the United States?
The same 1 in 5,000 would put it at about 70,000 people with HHT in the United States.
Is there an increased prevalence here in North Carolina, or is it just as common here or not as common as it is everywhere else? Is it equally dispersed, in other words, in the United States?
We believe it's equally dispersed in the United States, and that would put about 1,500 to 2,000 patients with HHT in our state.
Okay. What does somebody feel like? What are the symptoms of somebody who has HHT?
The cardinal symptom of HHT is nosebleeds.
Really?
And the nosebleeds is a result of these abnormal blood vessels that they develop. And when these blood vessels happen in the lining of the nose, then with irritation, they develop nosebleeds. The tricky part of HHT is, even though it's inherited, it tends to show itself with age. It tends to have an age-dependent expression. So it can be very tricky making the diagnosis in children.
So wait a minute. It is an inherited disorder that is picked up later in life.
That's correct.
Why? Do the blood vessels dilate over time? What happens?
So they tend to develop over time, and the average age of onset of nosebleeds is estimated to be somewhere in the mid-teens, around the ages of 14, 15. But if you take a 14-year-old and they develop nosebleeds, the first five things that come to mind are probably not an inherited genetic disorder.
Right.
And so it is not until later on in life when the bleeding gets more severe and they start to develop these abnormal blood vessels more obviously over their skin, in their hands, the fingertips, around the nails, around the lips, that people start to think about HHT.
What does a telangiectasia really look like?
A telangiectasia is a small red or purple pinpoint lesion, or it can be a cluster, and it classically blanches, meaning when we put pressure on it. So if you press over it, it will disappear. But once you release the pressure, it blushes back on, and that's a classic telangiectasia.
And they can occur on the face, on the hands. Where else do they happen?
They classically tend to happen on the face, over the hands, in the lips, the lining of the mucosa in the mouth. So you could see it on the tongue, you could see it in the lining of the mouth, the roof of the mouth, over the earlobes.
Brain?
Yes.
Lungs?
Yes. Internal
heart?
Organs, not heart. So it is very interesting, and we haven't quite figured out why this is, but outside of the skin and mucosa lining, HHT likes to involve only select internal organs. It affects the brain, it affects the lungs, it affects the liver, and the GI tract, in that the lining of the GI tract can also develop these spots, and they can bleed too, causing GI bleeding.
So what happens in the lung? What are the symptoms in the lung?
So the internal organ involvement with HHT is very similar to what happens over the skin, which is patients develop abnormal blood vessels. When these develop in internal organs, we call them arteriovenous malformations, or AVMs. And everything that happens in the lung with HHT is because of these AVMs. What can happen? If blood passes through an AVM, because these are dilated blood vessels, they do poorly at exchanging oxygen and carbon dioxide. And so any blood that passes through an AVM leaves the lung laden with carbon dioxide and not oxygen. That may not mean much when we're sitting down and talking to each other, but when you do activities, go upstairs, go up an incline, you get winded sooner than you otherwise would because you're not getting enough oxygen.
You're shunting blood from the arterial tree to the venous tree much more rapidly. What happens in the brain? What are the symptoms in the brain?
Stroke. Hemorrhagic stroke is the dreaded complication from these brain AVMs. Brain